In the early 1980s, the beer industry began to change because of the very slow emergence of craft breweries. At that time, and through most of the 1990s, these smaller breweries were known as microbreweries. But the concept was the same for craft brewing then as it is now. Brew rich and interesting beer. As an increasing number of beer drinkers began gravitating towards microbreweries in the 80s and 90s, beer started to be released or even remarketed using the term microbrewed beer. Unfortunately, the popularity of microbreweries led to some people getting into the brewing business with the goal of making money instead of making great beer. By the mid-1990s, the number of bad microbreweries almost equaled the number of good ones, with essentially a 50-50 chance of picking up a poorly made beer. As consumers became wary of microbreweries, some breweries, even good ones, sold or went out of business. But the truly great microbreweries survived those turbulent years, and as we entered the 2000s, the word craft became the operative word for describing high-quality, carefully brewed beer. While many of these breweries were microbreweries in size, the beer industry's focus was more on the care that went into making these beers. They were crafted, not just microbrewed. Small or micro breweries are still very much part of the craft beer culture in regards to the amount of beer these smaller craft breweries produce. There is a growing brewery segment of the craft beer industry that refers to small production breweries that brew less than 2,000 barrels of beer. These breweries are known as nano breweries and have tap rooms, take home beer, and will often even distribute beer to pubs and liquor stores. Most nano breweries produce no more than 3 barrels in each batch, and some of the beers end up being one-time releases, and some become staples of the brewery. The nano brewery concept fits perfectly into the core of craft brewing: creativity, inspiration, and innovation. Even large breweries like Sierra Nevada, Sam Adams, Trogues, and Southern Tier have created a brewery within a brewery by establishing separate small-batch nano-breweries at their facilities, allowing for experimentation and recipe development while still producing their most popular beers. It's the weekend. The Ravens are playing the Tennessee Titans tomorrow night. It's a perfect time for a craft beer. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from Amendment 21 Liquors on Harford Road, with over 250 craft beers in stock.